Bringing it down immediately. Always a sign of a good episode. It's my stupid little tagline, but it's true.
Is it?
It is, yeah. If I know that I just have to lurch through 60 minutes and I have nothing to say, I'll probably play half of that cut. I'm just like, listen to those guitar chord progressions. That's
so you got people out there going, oh, this sounds like it's going to be a really good show.
This one rocks really hard, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like it's like 45 seconds of hard rock intro, as closed captioning would state it. And they're like, I'm ready to rock. This guy's ready to rock with the truth. And
then you're like, so the new Avengers movie.
Yeah. You know what's good? Adoption. I believe in getting children off the streets. Everyone in his papa's basement. You're thinking to yourself, well, I'll be honest. If you found this, it's because you know what this is. This isn't turning the dial to anything. If you found this, you're subscribed to Papa's Basement. But it's a comedy show. There's no real structure. Imagine, like, Patton Oswalt. Does Patton have a podcast? Imagine that. Imagine Bill Burr, except it's not as funny and the person's not famous. So
Bill Burr sounds like he's doing his hunched over his laptop.
I would assume he is. That's what drives me nuts about all of these podcasts. They have dog shit production.
I think
value.
He tried to do it produced through Nerdist or Airwolf.
Really? Okay.
For like 10 minutes, and then I don't think it worked for him. I think he likes being by himself at his house.
I mean, that's if you're doing stand-up, it's like the most solitary that comedy gets, so that makes sense to me that he doesn't want to answer to anyone for it. Especially for Sherry's Berries reading.
The Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah. So I'm John Papagiorgio, and I'm joined today by Michael Johnson.
Hi. How are you?
Yeah, Michael. I met Michael through Sean Westfall, who lives in D.C., so he can't get in the fun as often as we'd like.
No.
And he has like a wife and responsibilities.
It's a different world.
Nah, we're just two man children. No. I was like, look, my mom left for church. I'm allowed out of the house. You want to record a pod? And Michael said, I don't know.
I was sitting in front of Starbucks when I was talking.
Were you really?
Yeah, in my car.
Just eating ice cream?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think it just popped up pretty loud. My lips, my mouth.
It's fine. There's a pop filter on the mic.
Is it really?
Yeah, that little windsock that smells of old person.
the guy that was fired from here looking at porn?
Yeah, Grampy. I forget his real name. I tried to get Hannah on the show so she could give us the real poop, the inside poop.
Did she catch him?
She and I think Sam were the ones that... No one caught like an old man. We're recording, by the way, in the Fairfax County Public Access Radio Studios. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Michael before the show started that he was like, is anyone ever fucked in this studio? And I was like, it's public access. It's a bunch of ugly freaks for the most part. So there's been no sex. But
that you know of.
That I know of, yeah. Like, there's no...
If you do have sex, you have to sign in on a little...
Well, there's a camera up there that records everything. So nice. If there was sex, it's been recorded and it's been shared. But I was telling him there was, like, an old dude, and I've seen this old dude in question, not performing the act I mentioned, but he got up from a computer, I guess had an infarction, forgot he had been looking at pornography, and just left, and they found him, you know, they found his porn still up.
He was just... looking at it though.
Yeah, he wasn't like jerking off in the middle of things.
I mean, how long can you look at it before
it progresses?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's exactly like food. Like there's a culmination. Like I wouldn't be happy just looking at my Chipotle.
I would think you get to a certain age, you're like, you know what? I better eat this before it gets cold.
It's soup logic. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
You just can't keep looking at it and being like, well, this is good composition in this shot here. And
yeah, you know. I mean, your erections are really fleeting.
Her beeve is really well lit.
Is that how an old man talks? I thought he'd talk about her cleft and penis.
And that is lit in the lighting of it, not the millennial slang term for it. Being off.
That beeve is lit.
That beeve is really lit.
I thought you were referring to the band that's sang My Own Worst Enemy.
That beaver is the members of the band
1999 rock band Lit. Oh God. No, yeah, I figure that's lightning in a bottle. Like the same way you and I would think of something funny and you're like, I should write this down, but I'm just going to keep watching TV.
Wait, what is lightning in a bottle?
Like you get an erection as an old person. like I figure he would just pull it out here. Like it's like starting.
Or maybe that's why he got up. He's like, I got to get the bathroom before this thing, you know.
That could easily be it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was just hunched over in the handicapped bathroom.
He might have been thinking, you know what? I'm going to leave this up just because it's kind of dangerous.
This is how Grampy spills his seed.
People, they like bring him in later. Like, we saw what was on your computer screen. Did you? What'd you see? Well, it's pornography. Yeah, what kind? What'd it look like?
What underwear was the Asian girl in? Oh, shit.
So he's no longer allowed in the studio?
No, I don't think they maybe gave him a stern talking to. That's about it. I don't even know if they brought that up.
Oh, so he's not, nothing happened.
No, like there were literally no consequences. No, he looked with impunity at pornography and left the pornography up. He was so a Teflon porn don.
This guy's like Reagan.
Yeah.
So wait a sec. So you just heard about this.
Yes, but
through people that work here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It wasn't the friend of a friend, which is how the urban legends always go. I actually took a class on urban legends. Once it's that far removed, it can be whatever.
For radio?
Yes. Yeah. It was like a summer class. I took a George Washington, I think. Just to limp through. I think it was Urban Legends. I could be wrong.
Did they go over the Leave It to Beaver? No, the Mikey from Life Serial and Pop Rocks Urban Legend.
What was that? Did he blow out his colon or something?
Yes. Well, apparently,
Pop Rocks and drinking.
Apparently, he was killed.
Go on.
When he mixed Pop Rocks and like Coke. Which I remember hearing as like a kid in elementary school.
Yeah.
Which is way, way pre-internet.
Yeah, his death stuck with us like JFK's assassination.
He didn't die, but it wasn't true. But what I find fascinating is like, that seems like a really constructed and executed, taking many people to like push that rumor along into, you know, small town America where everybody, you know, how do you get something like that to amplify?
So you pretty much think it was like Russian election hacking, but probably, some coordinated team was there.
Well,
that was
their beginnings when they weren't that good. They're like,
so really,
we need to just start a rumor, you know, to make sure, like, you know, our model works.
Just
so,
test the mechanism. But
so I present to you Mikey from Life Serial. And the American Candy Pop Rock.
Your beloved singer, Marilyn Manson. Yeah. He had his ribs removed to suck on penis. Yeah.
Who else has one? I have one where the actor Richard Gere and a gerbil. Okay, go on. I don't know where you're going with this, but I am intrigued.
The new children on the block vomited 7 kinds of semen in vomit.
That's an urban legend?
Yeah, that was right when I was coming up. That
the new kids on the block vomited.
One of the members. I don't think they vomited in unison, but the urban legend centered around the fact the vomit was then tested for semen.
And there were 7 different guys.
The semen of 7 different men.
Can you imagine being on that crime scene unit?
I've seen this before. Rod Stewart vomited in 78.
Well, like, yeah, whoever was like, before anyone cleans that up, get that vomit in a Petri dish. Okay, I did it.
Was that a tadpole's tail?
I know.
Test this.
What do you want me to do with it? Test it.
Sir, we can all recognize semen in the vomit, but how many kinds?
All right, we'll go back. 7.
Like, I love the nascent, barely understanding what gay is at that age, because we're talking like third grade, but understanding it's gayer to ingest the semen than take it on your face. And gayest is to suck off seven men.
Well, you know what? It could have been seven different, you know, it could have been human.
That's true, cat, too. Yeah. Goldfish.
Wildebeest.
Yeah. Yeah. I that was really not which, detailed.
Which I blew it with that one. Apologies.
Yeah, very good on the execution of Vladimir. which new kid got the rap for that?
Might have been Donnie. who busted with all the cum in his tongue.
Wasn't he the one charged with arson?
I told them he lit things on fire.
Okay, we are getting a little too outside the box. I like how everyone is thinking.
I did not say he lit things on fire while sucking off the seven men.
Yes, we have to really delineate because, you know, too much information.
These were separate incidents to assault his character.
What other urban legends would have been covered in your class?
Oh, at my age, I definitely had the Richard Gere gerbil ass. So
really, that was covered in college?
That was still... Oh my God. I thought you were in third grade class.
All right, I know why all of you signed up for this class this summer.
So let's hear the gerbil's bones.
Let's just get into it right now.
Hear the gerbil's bones. They've been worn smooth by the reticulation of his colon.
How long was it up his ass?
Like a rockwood in a creek.
That's where the rumor got started. It was up his ass so long.
He just kept reinserting it every time it came out. It was like an owl pellet.
He actually had an x-ray, and they're like, I don't know what that is, but we're going to have to do surgery. I don't like the looks of that. And then they're like, during the surgery, they're like, oh my gosh, these are gerbil bones.
Oh, God, yes. Like the way that people going in for an amputation will write, this is the one you cut off on the leg.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote that on his ass cheeks. Do not remove gerbil bones as they were performing a rectalotomy or whatever.
Like, should we pay attention to this? Do we need to? Why did he write this on his ass?
And then they open his ass and they're like, my God, it's like an elephant graveyard. I know.
How many gerbils died here?
Glass gerbil mausoleum.
So was that covered in your GW class? That's one of the most expensive schools in America. You better have gotten Richard.
It was my third school, and I limped through it. And I literally, the only thing I remember about that class is I had a tall blonde teacher, like not in a sexy chick way, like tall blonde guy way. Uh-huh. And he looked like he could have been like an extra Nazi from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Nice.
And then there was
he
like
foreign?
No, just a white dude. Nah. And then there was like this really hot olive skinned girl who was like kind of trashy looking. Like she almost had like hoop earrings. Like it almost looked like J-Lo was taking a class. Right. Like she had done her mating in Manhattaning and suddenly was,
I'm here to, you know, find out the Richard Gere story.
Yeah. And so like the entire class, I like didn't know her name, and I was just like, I want to fuck her, but I was playing guess the ethnicity, and then it turned out she was Jewish, like Jewish wild card. Nice. And I was like, oh cool, nice. Yeah, like olive skinned Jewish broad,
nice.
Right on.
I like it.
Yeah, it was good, but she was very, I don't want to say trashy because that sounds condescending. I mean,
well, it also sounds racial.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you're like, why don't you talk to that girl in your class? I don't know what race she is.
Yeah, I just want to fuck.
So you never approached her?
No, I was for the most part, I don't want to say like a huge poon in college. Like I'd started to be a little more outgoing by that point, but I was mostly like fucking girls that I met like online. Or like lower bottom feedings of my classes versus like a girl who, oh, she'd also dropped. She had a boyfriend, I think, but I wouldn't have approached her either way. Like I was very
before
cowardly.
You said anything to her. She just turned to you and go, I have a boyfriend.
I got a boyfriend.
I got a boyfriend.
Yeah. Just talking like that and just like twiddling her gum.
It wasn't, I got a boyfriend. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, there goes our career.
With the cunnilinging and the foreplaying, I am
I'm picturing a really hot Israeli girl.
She had that Israeli look, but she was, I think,
those girls
from the Bronx or something.
That what is it? They're in a lot of the malls around here.
Oh, the Israeli hand lotion people?
Oh, my gosh.
I had an Israeli hand lotion guy and it felt good. Yeah.
I start sweating not only because I'm turned on, but I'm like, I'm about to lose a lot of money.
I remember getting suckered in by that hustle where, if people don't know what we're talking about, a lot of, especially Tyson's Corner, I think.
Oh, yeah. Montgomery Mall.
Yeah, you'll be walking. I think I had just done some sort of filthy manual labor job that is my locksmith life. And this guy's like, hey, do you want your, I am a Russian agent, but also Israeli. Do you want your hand cleaned? And I was like, sure. And so he just starts rubbing it and putting these salts on it. And suddenly, like, my blackened Cinderella hand is all shiny. And I'm like, yes, I will take whatever this, I'll bring it home to my mom. She'll love me for it. And I came home, I'm like, look, there's this salt, and you rub it on your hand. And she was just so just did not care.
Oh, she didn't try it?
Didn't even try it.
No?
It was just the salt that sat around for 2 years. And then I just gave it to my then girlfriend, like, after the fact. Like, it was already opened with, like, one little finger swath through it. Like a peanut butter that you had tainted for everyone. And she was just like, what do you want me to do with this? I was like, use it. It's barely used. And she just kind of sat it aside.
No, she never used it.
Huh? No, it was just $30 down the crapper.
This stuff does work, right?
I mean, it's an abrasive, like... It's just Israeli gojo. Like,
really? Like it's Israeli gojo.
Yeah, it's not as good. Gojo nam. It's not as good as gojo, I would say. Like, but it seems fancier because they're like.
What is gojo?
Oh, okay, Lily Whitehands. Gojo is this abrasive soap that you will find in, like, a mechanics shop. I've been exposed to it working in engineering places at hotels, and sometimes I work at auto shops, and that's cool too. Yeah, you push it out, and it comes out like a really thick toothpaste, and it's just got like these granules of sand in it, and it strips every ounce of grease from your flesh.
Oh, nice.
Like, you probably wouldn't even leave fingerprints having used Gojo. It's incredible stuff, yeah. So it's just that.
It feels good.
It does.
And those girls look good.
For the most part, yeah, they're not hiring Ugmos to they're selling salt.
Right.
Like, there has to be something on top of salt to make salt move.
I just remember, I can't remember what I said to the girl, but she had gotten my name. I think she
I
want to
make
name.
Your vaginal walls well.
Oh, Jesus. I just looked her.
Don't say
her.
That to her.
Oh, Jesus. He does not exist.
Urban legend.
Right. I learned about it in GW class. So nothing you remember from that class at all?
I remember learning after we were just talking about 9/11, and this was so early
Urban
on.
Urban legend?
Yeah. No, this was like 2002 or 3. So we didn't have time yet for YouTube to make everyone fucking dumb as shit. So we were just, for some reason, it came up, like, what is the largest, by ethnicity, what is the largest population of Muslims in America? And I learned it's black people, because a lot of them did the whole Nation of Islam thing, and also they did that because if you converted in prison, you got much better food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at the psychiatric hospital I worked at, we had a large population of Nation of Islam.
Really?
Yeah.
You got,
and they would, the adolescents would convert in, I guess, what you would call juvenile hall.
Did they have, like, the little bow ties?
No, but they had, like, the kufi.
Okay.
And they would, I would say.
It's pronounced coffee, right?
Coffee. I would say that maybe in my 9 years I was there, as far as like...
As a worker.
As a worker, yeah, yeah. I would say that maybe one or two, patient... Whoa, I thought something was on my foot.
Just my foot.
I would say that, yeah, none of the adolescents that came through ever, I really felt like were
really loved Allah.
Yeah, we're really good. I mean, they would use it to manipulate extra food, different kind of food.
Yeah,
they would use it to go and pray and then plan their escape. They
we're gonna tie together these prayer rugs.
Well, the one kid I remember made himself sick because he was fasting. I guess it might have been Ramadan. So he'd fast from what, sun up to sundown.
Yeah,
and then he would then as soon as he could eat, he would just gorge himself on these on his meals that he just saved throughout the day.
That's like my cat every morning.
Really?
Yeah, like he goes without kibble all night, and then he wakes me up in the morning screaming. And I give him, like, if I give him more than like 8 kibbles, like 5 seconds later, I just like, and I'm like, God damn it, dude.
Oh, talk about an urban legend. They all were convinced that in the food there was Peter salt.
Oh, so they couldn't get it up anymore. Yeah.
I don't know if that's Israeli.
But, we do things to church's chicken.
But yeah, they're like, yo, Mr. Mike, is it really like, you know, something in here that doesn't get my dick hard? And I was like, no, that's the 750 milligrams of Depakote you're on.
I can just picture them like asking you these questions and you just flip your cap on backwards and roll up your sleeves. You're like, let's rap, Tyreek.
Yeah, then the groove to what Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah,
starts.
Exactly.
There was a little bit of that. I mean,
that's my new sitcom, Mr. Mike.
I have a picture of it saved in my computer at home, but I took a photo of it. And this was like,
Just like a digital alter of your face over John Candy's and Cool Runnings?
Right,
I'll see that coming.
No, it was in the furniture there at these places. It's all really thick, heavy wood.
Okay.
And a kid had carved into the side of either an armchair or a table and then colored it in blue.
Mm-hmm.
Kill White Mike.
Oh, well.
Because there was a whole bunch of Mikes that worked in that hospital.
Yeah.
So people knew me as White Mike.
White Mike.
And he had just spent all afternoon just carving it in and then coloring it in.
Was there like a JK underneath it? Or?
No.
Oh, that's... Did they kill you?
No, but okay, I think good. He got... something happened to him.
You gave him extra salt, Peter.
Yeah. You're never going to get your dick hard now. Yeah. There was some shit that went down there.
I would assume in a psychiatric hospital you saw some crazy things. I've never been nut-hutted.
No.
In all my years, I had an ex go for like a week, and it was really disheartening because we never really, I don't feel we clicked that, like we weren't good at conversation, which is always a bad sign for a relationship.
She was trying to tell you that there was something wrong, but
well, it was just like, was just like, I would show up and we just watch Netflix all day, and I'd be like, well, okay, so I have a companion while I'm watching like Orange is the New Black, like this isn't the worst relationship on earth, but when you're in like the loony bin with someone and all you can do is like make conversation over a puzzle, you're just like, oh
so you had
me.
To go visit her.
I went a lot, yeah, because
how long was she there?
Like a week.
Oh, okay.
Like she voluntarily committed herself on like a Thursday night.
Hmm.
And then like on Friday she was like, I'm all better, let's go. And they were like, hey, guess what? Once you've done that, you have to do 72 hours. Yeah. And then it bled into, or no, it might have been like Wednesday. So right when she could have gotten out, Then it was the weekend. So no one could get her out. And suddenly it was like 7 days in that place.
At Dominion?
Where's Dominion?
It's in Virginia.
No, it was next to NIH. Like there was a military run one over there. So I was getting to enjoy a lot of traffic on top of everything.
How long ago was this?
Like 3 years ago.
So people can pinpoint who it was.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to leave out names.
No, I'm just... She listened to your podcast?
I don't believe so. I've never said anything very mean because there isn't anything much mean to say. We just shouldn't have been together as long as we were. Like...
Did it survive after she got out?
It was maybe like...
Not when I say it, I don't mean her, the relationship.
Yeah. She died from an acute saltpeter overdose. We maybe did like 4 months after that, I think. I'm trying to remember when the hell that was.
You ever like bring it up? Like, hey, what was that all about?
No, it was... So the deal was right before we met, she was like, oh, I'd kind of gone through what doctors... diagnosed as a manic episode, and then the entirety we were together, I never saw any mania.
No.
Okay. Certainly didn't go manic on my dick. And then constant low level depression, but I was like, welcome to the club, bitch. You know, like I wasn't on fire. And then she, I guess, just hit some sort of low to the point where she was like, I'm thinking of harming myself, so I am going to go to this place. And then that was, I don't know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was not, again, it was so unemotional, the entire thing, that it's hard to get.
You barely cared about her to begin with.
I mean, like, I liked her as a person, but, like, right. She shut off the puss spigot pretty early on. So after a while, you're just like, oh, this is someone I just eat Chipotle with and watch Netflix. Right. And I'm the one doing the traveling and buying the Chipotle. So it's kind of a bum deal.
How did you guys meet?
Tinder in its infancy.
Oh, wow.
Not infant Tinder. Tinder when it was young. And back when you could actually meet people, like, left and right on Tinder. Like, it was pretty new to the party, I guess.
Yeah, no, that I definitely had about 2 months of that.
It was a good 2 months.
What changed in it?
Like about 6 months in, all of us, like, the sex was never particularly good.
No, I meant about Tinder.
I ate too much salt, Peter, and I couldn't bang her right. Tinder, I think initially it was so sparse. I think what happens with all of these. Is they're sparsely populated at first. So you get a couple, like, especially, it's all controlled by the women. Like, they are the supply that is demanded. Mm-hmm. So at first, if a girl's getting, like, 2 messages a day or right. 5 messages, she can keep up with that.
But now she's getting...
Now you're getting, like, conservatively, like, 50 to 100 a day if wow. you're an attractive woman. Like, these are just new messages. Not to mention anyone you're keeping up with.
Right.
And so I think what happens is eventually you're just... going for, I guess, the best of the best, which you and I aren't exactly rocking the shirtless photo angle. You more than me could do that. So we're just like not. Trying to be extra witty. Mm-hmm. And then what's she going to do? Read 100 messages? So then I think they migrate over to other platforms where they have a bit more breathing room. I could be wrong, but I think I'm pretty right on this.
Right.
And then the guys are just left pretty much shouting into a soundproof room
like this one.
Yeah, just screaming right. their heads off here, and the women are in the hallway just like their mouths.
No, I've found myself on and off Tinder, and what's the other one? Bumble.
There's Bumble and
I
Tinder.
I go on them and then I'm like, I delete them.
I don't have it in me to dedicate nearly enough time. Like, they are very demanding, all that online dating yeah. stuff, and yeah. it's just not. I don't know, man. I'm content tugging it for the time being. I don't know what else to say. Like,
there is that piece where I think half the reason sometimes I delete it is because I'm like, what am I going to do? Am I going to meet up with this person for coffee that I'm barely interested in now?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, all that would happen is it's not people I have fun talking to. The only bites back were from women that, like, I wasn't particularly attracted to.
I want someone that I'm going to build up in my head that
yeah.
the expectations are so high, they won't even be able to meet them.
I just want about a year or two of conversation before the first meeting, right. just to make sure it's going to be safe.
No, I hear you. There's somebody I'm talking to right now.
His name is John.
His name was John. He is a John.
Yeah.
Which means to those listening at home, he buys pussy.
He frequents prostitutes. That is the slang term. Also slang for a toilet.
But I'm talking to him on a instant message platform.
Mm-hmm.
I've known this person for a while.
So it's ICQ.
What is ICQ?
IRC, Internet Relay Chat. I don't know. It's like some nerdy precursor to AIM.
No, I think this is more about my... getting older is that the person, it's long distance, and I'm just like, oh yeah, this is never gonna work.
Oh, you know, yeah,
I
yeah.
I don't save like any sort of romantic notions. If you're like, you're farther.
Was
than
it someone you met here, or you met
here?
Okay, and yeah. They're gone away now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for a large swath of my life, it was just finding whomever would chat at any distance. And then being like, I'm just going to sext with them and get photos and jerk off via the phone. And then a constant like, sure, baby, I'll visit you. And then like, why don't you visit? And neither partner's going to get off their ass to do it. And then it would eventually
just safer.
Yeah, it eventually circled the drain because you kind of all realize what's up. And, you know, it's sad because there are.
Have you ever been catfished?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, OK, in terms of like an IRL meeting. Like someone, or do you just mean someone?
I was like, why is he talking about TRL?
So someone said they were Carson Daly?
Yeah, that has happened too many times.
You better be Carson, all right?
I don't think I've ever. So to me, catfishing consists of an in-person meeting. I've never had that. The worst experience I had was a girl, I think her name was like Soccer Goddess or something on AIM.
Right.
And she was like, everyone tells me I look like Alicia Cuthbert. And then as if like we were all watching 24 at the time, and it was like as if I didn't know who that was, she like direct connects with me and sends a picture of Alicia Cuthbert. So I could be like, ooh, this is what I'm getting.
Right.
And we met for a movie date, and she was just not attractive whatsoever. And we went to see Knight's Tale, I think, with Heath Ledger.
Okay.
Died with a gerbil in his ass, by the way.
Did he?
Yes. And seven times of cum in stomach. And I've never enjoyed a bad movie more. Either that movie's like secretly The Godfather, or whatever it took to not look over.
You know, it has a charm to it. I love Alan Tudyk.
Yeah.
And it's an anachronistic.
I remember, yeah, they're clapping along to We Will Rock You or something. Like, it's kind of playful. And,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Is the dude from Deadwood and John Wick in that as well?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm suddenly putting it together. And wasn't Heath Ledger the Joker later on?
Didn't he die with like 70 different types of semen inside him?
It was a gerbil semen.
It was 70 different types of gerbils. So, yeah, no, I could see a movie like that being, which is already, I think there's a charm to it, but I could see it being really good if you're on a date with someone you just really want to check
out. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing as if you're, like, you're in a hospital bed and you can't control the remote.
Right,
and,
right.
And suddenly you're like, you know what? Never been kissed. Really good. Really good.
Right. let me see. The early days of AOL, I think it must have been Match.
Okay.
This would have been 99 or 2000. Yeah, I remember once or twice. Like,
so you would have been, you've got like four, you're a class of what? I'm class 99. Were you 90?
95.
95, okay.
Actually, in the early days of AOL, I met one girl that I stayed in touch with like my first 2 years. 2-3 years of college. It was straight pen pal stuff. We met in like a straight up chat room.
Okay. Did you see any photos? Is that what kept you around?
She sent me a letter that was way beyond her years. I might still have it. I think I can't. I can't.
Please, you were the same age, right? Like, not beyond her years. Like, that's yeah. A very big word.
Yeah. She said,
it's vagina, not she, yeah. Vagina. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, my parents are acting ludicrous. Which is the name of the rapper. No. She just sent me a, yeah. It was straight up like well written soft porn.
Really?
Well, in a hardcore way, I guess. I don't know. Is it soft or hard if it's just written?
I don't. It.
I'll tell you this.
That's a good question.
I'll just tell you this. I was a freshman in college. So I was like 19 when she sent it to me.
Okay.
And I'd never received anything like it. I mean, it was pretty.
Was it about you two?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And she went to Tulane.
Uh-huh.
And
like our boy Mike Sachs represents.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
New Orleans, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And which seemed like worlds away.
I'm just going to put this out there. To not get laid both in New Orleans and in college, she had to be like resoundingly unattractive.
Oh, right? No, she wasn't. She actually... We exchanged photos and...
Literal Polaroids and mail, or...
I guess, like, you know, it was, Kodak disposable at that time.
Yeah.
But I remember she sent me, or I talked to her on the phone one night, and she had just had two guys at the same time.
So she's an angel on earth. Okay.
But she was not, she was having a lot of regret.
Okay.
But I was like, that's cool.
I remember that happening to me.
And then in that way of like kind of jealous, but kind of need to get to New Orleans as soon as I with a friend.
I remember I was chatting with a Korean chick, like just adopted over here. So and she had just, I was still cherry. We had been dirty talking. And she had just gotten her cherry popped by like her little high school boyfriend who went to college with her. Right. And I mean, like a switch flicked in my head, like she was the whore of Babylon all of a sudden. Like I wouldn't have it. And like,
oh, you wouldn't?
No, no. I was just like, oh, I'm not really, you know, like, and she could pick up on that immediately. And now I would just be like, I don't know, like get a baby wipe. Like,
right.
Like, I don't
scoot over.
Yeah. Like, I really don't.
Yeah. Care. I think in some days you might catch me. I'd be like, tell him to come in you again. Then call me. I want to smell it.
Get five more kinds of semen.
That's how the whole New Kids thing started. To anyone that is still listening, not retching. That's just the way men are.
Yeah, you know, on occasion.
This is locker room talk here.
Yeah, exactly. Elect us to high office. Bong, bong, bong. That was the air gong I play sometimes.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it's funny as you get older, the like slightly weird, like nothing, that's not crazy weird, but just the slightly weird shit you need to get there. Like, you're 12. And you're just like, the Sears catalog came in. And right. You're just like, you're busting like a hydrant to that shit.
Yeah.
And then 10 years later, you're like, how did he fuck you?
Right. What I'm talking about. My porn searches are mostly like, I've had some epic tugs. Where I just.
Is that the name of your podcast? Epic
Where I can't find anything that is slightly plausible. Like, whether the way she looks, and then I have to find, like, oh, she reminds me of this one person that I know. And then, it could be somebody that I know now, or it could be a memory 20 years ago.
But it has to look like someone now.
Has to remind me of a situation that either happened or, you know what, actually works even better is a situation that could happen or a situation that I messed up and it
was
like,
and you get the redo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. I replay like certain instances where I noodled and it ruined the entire thing. I'll definitely replay that shit and I've just got like lightning rod Bob in my pants.
Mine include... I don't even get that far. It's like...
like spelling tests you failed? Fourth grade.
No. Yeah. I didn't do academically well enough to put myself in the position to meet this person. No.
Superfluous.
No, it'd be like... there's one girl back in college that comes up a lot where I just... I don't know why. I was stupid. I played too safely, even though that I knew she was interested. But
you wore a condom.
No, like I just, she's just one of those people where I'm like, what was I waiting for?
Well, I think you were much more well adjusted than I was when it came to. I don't like the word aggression because that sounds.
I don't like the word well adjusted.
But like, it sounds like you had a normal, like in high school, I was kissing girls and finger popping and such. And
those were the days.
Yeah. I was like very passive when it came to women for a very large stretch of time.
You would just unzip your penis and.
Yeah. Exactly.
like I meant your pants.
No, I'd unzip my penis.
And a little man would jump out.
Yeah, like, have you ever seen Beetlejuice? that's what happened.
So you mean, like, it took a while for you to have...
Get confident, yeah. I, like, in my early 20s, I started lifting really, like, all the time, like, prison yard style. Yeah, and suddenly, like, I got very jacked. And even then, it's funny, because you'll see a lot of these very muscular dudes, and you're like, well, they probably... crush a lot of sloppy ass, but they crush a lot. Almost all the people that I was friends with that got into lifting, we were all so broken and so scared of women that it did was translate to you guys lifting together Friday nights, Saturday nights. And on occasion, like, a girl would be drunk enough to like grab your bicep and then you'd be like, get away from me, harlot. Yeah, it's funny though. If you see young dudes that are yoked as all hell and like they didn't get that way from being on like a sports team where you learn to rape and things like that. Like if it's just the nerds learned how to do bench press all of a sudden, those guys get nothing.
They
even
just
if
hang
they
out
like,
with
each other. All they do is analyze like protein intake. Seven kinds.
Seven kinds of protein. Yeah. Did that ever lead to relationships between the guys that were lifting?
I mean, friendships that last a lifetime, if that's what you're insinuating. I never saw any, like, gayness go down. I remember, like, lifting a ton and eating a lot of pineapple because that helps you digest meat.
No, really?
So you get more protein out. So like my first girlfriend would blow me and was like, this tastes great. Why do people complain about sucking dick? And apparently pineapple like makes you jizz really sweet. So I was getting like head left and right. And she was just like, mwah! Like chef's kiss after each load. And now I must taste like bitter resentment and cigarette butts and God.
I got to get a pineapple after I leave here.
Yeah, just insert it. You ever seen American Pie? Just fuck the pineapple.
Oh, yeah. I tried that with a cantaloupe.
Did you really?
Yeah. Didn't work.
Didn't?
No.
I once did it briefly with a banana peel.
Well, really? Yeah. That just seems like you masturbating with a glove.
Yeah. And like in two or three strokes, the peel just ripped out the other side. And I'm not even that big. So.
Where'd you even read about this?
I didn't. I literally just ate a banana. I was like, it's kind of smooth. And I was like, you know, American Pie was in everyone's collective rear view. And I was like, I need a story about fucking produce. And
I had a guy that I played ball with that swore by heating up a cantaloupe in the microwave.
Yeah, well, he had that in... Was it Me, Myself, and Irene? Doesn't he plow a watermelon? Yeah, like,
maybe.
I think the early 2000s were very big on your comedic heroes fucking fruit.
Oh, yeah.
But not, like, in a plausible way, like, just putting lube on a banana and sticking that against your prostate.
Yeah. No, well, I feel like after American Pie and the pie, it like...
Comedy's been all downhill.
Well, kind of. It like, got progressively, like... the next film tried to outdo the previous one.
Of course, yeah, it was very
and then it
scene
like
by scene.
Yeah, then it like I don't know. I'm trying to think of the last comedy that I watched that I really thought was funny.
Annie Hall.
It would have been Annie Hall. I'm trying to think. I don't know. You know what? Actually, 21 Jump Street made me laugh.
21 was good.
With the Jonah Hill and what's his face?
Channing Tatum and Kimmy Schmidt was in it.
Kimmy Schmidt?
Yeah, the...
Unbreakable one?
The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, yeah.
She was in it?
She was the teacher that wanted to bang Channing Tatum. And I think he asked for a hall pass. She's like, what do you need it for? And he's just like, I got a shit or something like
maybe
that.
Maybe this was the second one. This is the
22
one
22 Jump Street?
Where Jonah Hill bangs Ice-T's daughter.
Oh, this sounds like a different film then, yeah. This sounds like 22.
It might have been.
21 has like Okay, yes, yeah. Okay. 21 as they go to high school. Where I think Jonah Hill does start porking, an 18-year-old at the end of 21.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think I know who plays... It's Shadow Stevens' daughter is...
Shadow, the DJ?
Yeah, not DJ. DJ Shadow Stevens. He's like a voice guy, I think, for the most part.
Yeah.
And, yeah, his...
He used to do, like... I think weekly top 40.
Yeah. Okay. Then yeah, that is Shadow Stevens' daughter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Tread racially carefully. Any jokes you want to make about Shadows?
Is she dark?
Well, Shadow was like a real like Daryl Hall looking motherfucker.
Oh, I thought he was white.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, Daryl Hall's a white guy.
You think I was gonna make a racial joke and turn his daughter?
No, just he like married some black model or some crap and just like had a hot ass. It's like, you know, I love it how it's like rock stars marry models. Then the daughters are like really hot all of a sudden. How did that work? I don't know. Yeah, it's great.
That makes me think of, do you ever listen to Will Smith's kids?
Oh, what are the Willow and Jaden? Are those they're like, that get it?
Yeah. They're
the one did Whip My Hair. Is that what we're referencing?
What was it?
Whip My Hair back and forth. Wasn't that one of the girl?
Oh, no, I just know that I feel like they started their own homeschool.
Did they really?
Like the kids.
The kids are homeschooling each other or like younger kids?
It's something like that.
I know that. Did you remember that? Jada was in a metal band. I think fronted a metal band called Wicked Wisdom.
Like really?
Yeah. I was never huge on women in metal, period. Like that, I loved everything that was bro-y and free of girls, maybe because they caused me pain or something. Like, I don't know what it was, but girl metal in general stank on ice.
You didn't like Heart?
I mean, Heart is more of like a pop rock act, man. I think there's a band called Kitty. Okay. That was like all girls, yeah. I was never huge. Well, L7 was okay.
Oh, they were those were girls?
L7 was all chicks. Yeah, L7 had a shirt and I believe maybe an album as well titled Smell the Magic. And it was just a girl in jean shorts with her legs spread and a dude with his face in her crotch.
What was their song?
Pretend That We're Dead was the huge one. Like, that was the biggest L7 hit that I know.
Ooh, these girls look...
Who, L7?
Yeah.
There was, in metal, like, a big streak of female bassists for a while. Like,
it looks like Marky Post is a heroin addict.
Yeah, I mean, like, the one on the left just looks like Tom Petty put on lipstick. Right. She could get the dick. Yeah, that's L7 now.
Maybe.
Yeah, sure. L7 could still get my L4.5.
It does look like Tom Petty. Or she does.
Yeah, man. Yeah, my dick. Once you unzip it, looks like Tom Petty.
You don't know how it feels.
Hey!
The 8 most irritating band clashes.
Oh, band beefs? Are we going to get into band beefs?
You want to look at...
Give me one band beef. Amaze me with a great band beef.
I'm thinking of like Censored Pussy.
Censored Pussy.
Band beef.
Band beef.
Sorry, everyone at home, man.
Took me a minute.
Band beef. Beef is a Dutch band.
They'd be pronounced Beef.
The 50 greatest beefs in rock music history.
Joan
Jett.
Oh, God. This is, let's be honest, this is where rap music took it so far beyond any... Like, the Eagles are like, we referenced their steely knives on Hotel California to stick it to Steely Dan. And Tupac's like, I tried to have Biggie murdered multiple times.
Did you see the reply by Eminem to that kid rapper?
Oh, Machine Gun Kelly, probably.
Yeah.
What did he say?
In it, he was like something about Puffy ordered Tupac's murder. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the song, he's like, I'm just kidding, Puffy, or something like that.
But, why back down?
Let me see.
Machine Gun Kelly's done a lot of acting lately.
Has he really?
In all Netflix original films.
Really?
He's in Bird Box banging a hot Latina cop, and then they run off together. And then in...
Is that like the B story?
Yeah, yeah. That's like just one of the plot threads. That would be like Kramer getting a job level thread.
I've never seen the Bird Box.
I thought you were going to say I've never seen Seinfeld. I was like, oh, shit.
Bird Box.
Bird Box, okay.
A.K.A. Pelican Pussy.
There you go. Hey, seven kinds of bird pussy. And then he was also Tommy Lee in the Netflix film The Dirt, the Motley Crue story. He played Tommy, yeah.
Well, this is the first beef that came up is Tommy Lee versus Kid Rock.
Oh, I guess, yeah. The
top 50 rock beefs.
I guess the same woman gives you hepatitis. They're beefing over Pamela Anderson.
Hepatitis.
Is that Christopher Walken? Yeah. I've got hepatitis.
I've got hepatitis. To get me hepatitis. Butch. Grandfather put this up his ass. Gave him hepatitis.
He'd be damned if any. Okay. They have filthy yellow hands all over his boy's birthright.
When Kid Rock started dating Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee's ex-wife, Pamela Anderson.
This is the hottest episode of O2. Yeah.
No, Lee was none too pleased.
What?
Number 49 is Limp Bizkit versus Creed. Did you ever hear about that one?
I thought they made a sex tape together.
What?
What? I thought, no, that was Scott Stapp and Kid Rock were banging a girl together. Whoa! I can just picture him coming exactly like that.
Fred Durst announced that Creed's lead singer, Scott Stapp, was backstage right now acting fucking like Michael Jackson during...
Was he fucking a kid?
Fred Durst was later chastised for, like, not reporting that, you know, child rape.
I'm going to start an onstage beef because I witnessed a child rape, but I'll file no police work whatsoever.
I said he was acting like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, what do you guys want? You think he was walking backwards? He was head deep in a kid.
The Killers versus the Bravery. I've never heard of the Bravery.
Oh, God. Like, yeah, the Bravery were just like a Killers knockoff band.
Oh, really?
I like how we have a segment all of a sudden. Let's do all of them.
Radiohead versus Miley Cyrus and Kanye West.
I don't know.
Miley Cyrus and Kanye West, I guess, they look like they had teamed up against Radiohead.
Oh, wow. Is this that claymation show on MTV, Celebrity Deathmatch?
I don't know, but Radiohead, the lead singer, looks like...
Tom Petty.
He looks like a freshman IT major. Just like...
He looks like he's two-thirds into Benjamin Button. Like he's wearing his coat from when he was 35. Right. He's like 12 now.
A Pussy Riot versus Vladimir Putin. Pussy Riot.
Seven kinds of pussy.
That was my Russian imitating Christopher Walken. Pussy Riot. Hey, damn. Vladimir. Do your Christopher Walken. Okay. Jack White versus Jason Stahlsteimer.
I don't know. We're getting into that. Fucking sounds like a tight end prospect.
Jason Stahlsteimer from Idaho State and the White Stripes.
The Jack. Mizzou game from last year really set himself apart.
Flaming Lips versus Arcade Fire.
God, is there anything gayer than white band beefs? Because the answer is no. Like, all I want to hear is fucking rap beefs where it's like, how many murders were plotted?
Right. Pavement's Spiral Stairs versus Pitchfork. Pitchfork is that online magazine, right?
Yeah. Just
they had.
Can you imagine you know what? That would best be described as a hissy fit. Like, a guy from Pavement versus an online magazine. Just a snit.
Look at this pavement versus smashing pumpkins and the photo.
Oh my fucking god!
Billy Corgan looks like an Amish cancer patient.
Yeah, he looks like he barely survived the burning of King's Landing last episode. No eyebrows, no hair. His frock has been burned off.
The New Radicals versus Beck, Hansi, Courtney Love, and Marilyn Manson. That's the line in that song.
We'll kick their asses. Yeah.
What's easy? Jeez. George Clinton versus James Brown. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Cool and the Gang. Rufus and Sly and the Family Stone. Gosh, that.
I feel like you're just naming the pictures on the wall of that black deli I eat at Northeast.
Lou Reed versus deli journalists.
City represent. Really, Lou Reed.
Yeah.
I feel like Lou Reed versus HIV infection.
HIV could just never take him down.
Yeah, pretty much.
Courtney Love versus Dave Grohl.
What's our number one?
That's what I'm trying
you're
to get
you're
to.
Scrolling us to it.
Yeah. A number one, the rock beef.
Number one. Hot censored beef.
Wow. I can't get to it. It's making me.
Are you having to click?
I'm having to
you have to pay $1.99?
Probably. Here, you can.
I'll do all the beef.
You can vamp while I.
No, I'm not an improviser in any way, shape, or form. I've been left alone. I'm watching you finger scroll.
Axl Rose and Slash is number two. Oh, boy. Number one, Van Halen versus David Lee Roth, Sammy Hagar, and Michael Anthony.
Oh, that is true. They've kicked out a lot of people. Notice they didn't mention Gary Cherone, the singer for Extreme that they brought in for one album.
Oh, really?
They're just like, Gary got kicked out of Van Halen. He's like, yeah, it's cool. I didn't belong here. It's,
who's the person in, is it Eddie Van Halen that is the intolerable one or what?
It's, well, okay, Eddie and Alex are the brothers behind Van Halen. This is where the episode is now, by the way. I hope you kept up at home. And they probably would gang up on anyone else. Eddie was like a notorious drunk to the point he has a replacement hip or hips from falling down drunk all the time. Yeah. And I guess Alex was a huge drunk too, but he played the drums, so he's seated on that throne so he couldn't fall down. And so what? They David Lee Roth either got the boot in 84, then it was Sammy Hagar, then they went to Gary Cherone, the singer for Extreme. They did that horrible album. Van Halen 3.
Okay.
And then it became like this weird, like, occasionally David Lee Roth was there, occasionally Hagar, and eventually they kicked out Mike Anthony to put Eddie Van
Occasionally
Halen.
Hagar sounds like a good name. Occasionally. For Van Halen.
How does she groom her pussy? It's occasionally Hagar. But overall, very well kept. And eventually they kicked out the bassist who's been there since day one to put in like Eddie's fat kid Wolfgang that had with Valerie Bertinelli. Yeah,
how old is Wolfgang now?
Oh god, Wolfgang's maybe like his early 20s at this point, but like the real insult is they kicked out Michael Anthony when fucking Wolfie was like 16, 17. Like that's like learning your chick who's a teacher is like fucking a 12-year-old. Like, there's no getting over that cucking whatsoever. Is that, like, the biggest mega cuck a guy can take?
He's 27.
He's 27? 28. I mean, this happened a long time ago. Michael Anthony
was the drummer, I thought.
No, Alex Van Halen.
Oh.
Mike Anthony is the bassist.
The taller one.
Yeah, the tall, wiry one. They're a quarter Indonesian, or half Indonesian?
Okay.
No, I think a quarter Indonesian. That's why they have, like, a slightly...
Well... Wolfgang,
I'm not gonna finish that thought.
Wolfgang kind of looks like.
Is he in shape now? Because he was just like a fat 16. Yeah. Like
he looks like he should be playing guitar with like Alan Jackson or like
nice.
the Brooks and Dunn.
So he's just got like a big eagle belt buckle, like his colors don't run.
Toby Keith, like.
I remember when he first got the gig, he looked like the fat kid that Billy Madison squeezes the face of. He's like, don't say that. Don't ever say that. Like, he was just this fat kid playing the bass. Like, is that, like, the worst? If you had, like, you're married and you find out your wife cheats on you, would you prefer it's like with the most hung porn star, but adult porn star on earth, or like she was banging like the cool 14-year-old.
Wait, who's banging Wolfgang?
Your wife.
My wife.
Yeah. So, like, what is the bigger humiliation? Because I think I vote your wife fucking the kid. Like, you have to leave town after that happens, legitimately.
Did someone do that?
I mean, like, any time these teachers are fucking a student, they're almost
always
married.
I'm trying to follow your train of thought.
We've already left the beefs. We got to the top of Beef Mountain. I'm just saying, if you were to get cheated on, would you prefer that it's like just like this, like a huge diesel athletic dude, like she literally was fucking an illegal kid?
I would prefer the kid.
Really?
Yeah, because that way, I mean, like, it would be like, yeah, dude, she's fucked up, you know.
I guess, but okay, so you could mentally check out at that point. You would feel no sense of comparison with a kid. You'd be like, oh, she's just intensely damaged.
Oh, yeah. I mean, wouldn't you like? I'm trying to think, like, if it was like some, let's say, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yes, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, he's got money, he's bigger than me, everything, stamina at the yin yang.
Right. I would feel, but the inadequacy would still be there, which has always been. I've had that feeling before, and it's awful. But the if it's a kid, like a 14-year-old kid, like it's immediately it's just like, whoa, okay, you go get help or whatever.
Really?
I'm gonna back away from this. Yeah. See, if she's fucking a 14-year-old kid,
yeah,
it is. I'm sorry, ladies, but there's a double standard here. You're damaged. Like, I mean, a guy fucking a 14-year-old girl,
he's just lucky.
He's just lucky. He's just oh shit. Yeah, but there's something so something like so backwards.
There's antithetical to everything we understand about what women like. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
right.
Like,
right.
To hear, like, a guy dips too young, you're just like, oh, what a horny piece of shit. But it doesn't shatter your paradigm for viewing the world. Like, you learn, like, an adult woman is fucking a 12-year-old boy. You're just like, what? What?
Because I was just thinking last night, what was it? I saw a meme posted online. This girl was like, what every girl needs is something, and a steady income and something else from a guy. And the steady income part was like, I was thinking, like, yeah, you know what? It fucking matters to women as far as, like, how much you make, what kind of provider you are. As much as they say, like, no, you know, like, if she makes more than you, in my experience,
yeah,
there's always resentment.
Well,
and so, like, if you are going for a kid that doesn't even have an allowance,
doesn't even have a paper route, yeah. Right?
There is something so,
like, fucks you and then asks for lunch money,
right? It's like, or like, at least to cause mom to, yeah. So he doesn't get in trouble.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, has to be dropped off by his mom to your house to fuck you.
Yeah. The reason men, which is. We're not condoning fucking
no,
14-year-old.
We're condoning.
But men, it's all about a reflection of your own vigor. And
yeah, good way of putting it. Yeah, like I'm young at heart.
Right. Or I'm young and I can still do this. And
I can, like, still hang with banging this girl that just needs it.
But
just gonna leave my bed like the Okefenokee, just a big old wet spot.
Well, like, think of it in a hunting gatherer way. You know, if it was like kind of like
men hunt for pussy and women gather underage dick.
No, like if she was like banging a 12-year-old, you know, in the cage.
Yeah, he can't fight a T-Rex off.
And then she's like, okay, wait here. I'll go gather and hunt.
Yeah. And he's like, cool, I wanted to play my Game Boy anyhow.
I don't know if I explained that well.
No, completely. I mean, if we're, what exactly, he can bring nothing to the table.
Right.
Like, any dude can ejaculate. Like a 12-year-old can't even fuck well. Like
no, that's like the, is it Mary Kay Letourneau?
Good point. Yeah,
the woman that, she was
started
like,
the trend. She started this season's trend.
She was told, like, I guess they had, like, a restraining order. She couldn't go within, I don't know, so many feet of him. And they still met in a car and fucked and got her pregnant. And she's, like, not even, he didn't even have a license yet. And she's, like, going away to jail, carrying his baby.
No.
Like, and apparently, like, I think they're still together.
He was riding a Huffy to bang out an adult woman. And there, that's what really blows my mind. Like, if you are this guy, like, imagine you're fucking Mary Kay Letourneau. You're completely right. I believe, at least for a very long time, they were together afterward.
Right.
Like, imagine you're him. Suddenly, she's, like, 38, 42. You're like, I don't know, let me do that math really quickly. Let's say, like, you're in your early 20s, and, like, the paper boy comes by to collect. Are you, like, eyeing him up? Like, God, he's so young. Like, he could be fucking the shit out of her.
They had just gotten back together, and now they're splitting officially this past March.
Oh, my. You know, he looks like a low-rent Efren Ramirez. Like, he looks like a knockoff vote for Pedro.
She looks like she should be, like, teaching Sunday school somewhere and, like, vice president of a bank.
Yeah, she and, oh, God, she looks like Nina Hartley a little bit. Like, a classier Nina Hartley. Is that who I'm thinking of? Yeah.
Wow, who's this? About a year ago. They're, like, hanging out with some band.
Oh, this is a underage couple that fucked?
Well, I mean, that's the Mary Lake Kayla.
Oh, that's just them chilling. Yeah. Oh, okay. Whatever, yeah. That's shit. I guess they had a vaguely normal marriage for
them. I would imagine, though. Oh, I guess if you have a kid, you're going to try to make it work, but that's a long time to...
They had a ton.
Throw in all of your chips. How many kids they have? They have like two kids.
I believe they had two. I know there was more than the one at the very least.
Yeah. How much older than was she than him?
I mean, he was knocking it out when he was like 15. She had to be late 20s at the earliest.
As an American, she pled guilty in 97 to two counts of felony.
I have all the respect.
He was 12 or 13 at the time.
Holy shit. Wow. And how old was she?
She would have been, looks like 35.
Back then. So there was a 20. God damn. Like, I look at dudes. Do you ever think there was just a time in his late, like, when
she was married, too?
Oh, I remember that part. Yeah.
For almost 15 years.
Oh, my God. If you are young, you're just like, this is great. I'm getting adult pussy. This is amazing. Right. But at what point in, like, your 20s or your 30s are you like, holy shit, I'm with a woman who is 20 years older than me.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm 40, she'll be in Depends or whatever the fuck.
I would think you'd have that conversation with yourself when you're like a couple years later when you're like 15.
Yeah, suddenly you're like, oh, my classmates are starting to like grow tits. I don't have to fuck my teacher. I feel like a guy going that much older, I don't know what it is.
I will say, like, the thing that I hate about these stories in the news is that I understand on a moral, the morality of it all and the age that kids are, it is not good. It's wrong. But all those kids, all those young boys, those guys,
I feel like they're all going to be CEOs.
They're all going, what? I know. I just like, I was... They were 100% like on board.
Yeah. Yeah. Knowing me, like how I've handled life, like it would start building and then the teacher would start sexting me and sending photos and then I would just jack it to the photos. And she would be like, do you want to fuck? I'd be like, no, I just send more pics. Like, I'm good.
That's like the Did you ever see the South Park one where a teacher bangs a boy?
Nice. Is that one? Yeah, that's one. Nice. Probably one of the last South Parks I've seen.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Completely true. I mean, the dudes, don't get me wrong, they're fucked up, but only because they're like a dog that got to eat people food. And suddenly you give them a can and it's like, I want the pizza. I've eaten pizza.
I can only imagine, though, like once the shit goes down and like it comes out and...
You sound like you're talking biology right now.
What's that?
Once the shit goes down, like, this is just hood biology.
No, once the shit goes down, though, and like your girlfriend who 24 hours ago is this hot older woman that you were having this secret affair with, all of a sudden is on the news as this, sick sex crazed maniac about to be felon, and you're like 15 or 16, you're like, oh, yeah, man. I didn't want to do that, but I just...
Of course you have to cover your ass. Of course.
In the whole time, like, you're trying to find out, like, which one of my fucking friends ruined this?
Dude, it's never... Well,
we had a gym teacher bang a guy at my high school for years, and everybody knew about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, she started with him as a frosh and just banged him the entire way through?
It was, and we still talk about it to this day.
We had a couple, we had Mrs. Rodriguez Haddock was fucking two kids. One of them was Mike Cornicelli.
Really?
He was like the little, like, Mac at age 16. And then he was banging the shit out of Mrs. Rodriguez Haddock. And you know the funny part? Mr. Haddock was a teacher at our school,
no
too.
No shit. Did they get caught?
I mean, yeah, like she was gone from the school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I believe Mr. Haddock stuck around. I don't think so.
Is she hot?
I was doing that in the Fred Willard. I was like, I don't think so. Like when you're at the time, I did not find her hot. I feel like if I went back with the eyes of like an overweight, like a paunchy man in his late 30s, I'd be like, yeah, I'd fuck that. I'd fuck that little Dorito firecracker.
Yeah, I guess there was this gym teacher that was unattractive.
Okay, I mean,
which is what no one could figure out. And it was almost like, people are like, all right, yeah, let the kid fuck.
Someone's got to knock the dust off that puss. Oh, my God.
Well, that was sex talk with the kitties. Kitty hour.
7 kinds of kitty. Oh, shit. Well, hell, you need to roll out? What time is it?
Yeah, I need to go do adult things.
Oh, man, I'm definitely going to just whack it and nap after this. Life
whack
is
and nap.
Whack and nap. All right, what is my... We have the Street Fighter 2 outro. I think that's what we use. Oh, let's hear it.
Dun, 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 dun.
Come on, kick in. Take your time. Okay. There we go. Yeah. Nice. There you go. It's Street Fighter. For some reason, it's now coming. It pops up in a different player. So that's good. It makes production really hard for me. Everyone, Michael Johnson.
Oh, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you for coming in, Michael. If you want to get harassed by all of my listeners.
Yes.
I'm counting them on my hands. You can't see this at home. What are the handles we can bug you at?
At Michael, M-I-K-A-E-L.
You're a Michael with a K. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Why didn't your parents love you?
I don't know. I've never been able to answer that.
I'm sorry.
Michael L. John on Twitter and in Instagram.
All right. I'm John Papa Giorgio. It's at Papa's Basement on everything.
Oh,
and
nice.
there's Facebook, but you know what? Leave us iTunes reviews. That's what's really important.
It's really, really important.
I think I'm still at 68. You know the nature of the show. If you think I'm content
subscribers?
With
subscribers,
no, 68 reviews.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I just want to get to 69 and take a photo of that.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Like I'm a fucking child.
Nice.
So let's get there. Someone get me to 69 reviews. It's been 68 for years, I think.
Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Do it for him and the 7 kinds
of... 7 kinds of reveals. All right, man. Till the next one.
All right. This was fun.
It was. It's been real.
Yeah.
Let's go fuck our teachers.
All right, let's do it.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.